Now the time is just coming up to 11:30, and joining me in the studio today, I'm joined by Jane Bennett and Bridget Holly from Bennett's Funerals are here to talk about Dying Matters Week. It's Dying Matters Awareness Week 2016, and it starts on the 9th to the 15th of May. Bennett Funeral Home is your local funeral director and undertaker with offices at Brentwood and Billericay, serving all of Essex in arranging and planning funerals. Bennett Funerals is a family undertaker business that's been serving the local community with respect and sensitivity for over 100 years. So I have to say a very, very good morning to both you ladies. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to see both of you on this beautiful sunny day.
Isn't it?
It's a lovely day today. Now, it's one of those subjects, I suppose, you know, we don't talk to people enough about our wishes when we pass away and what we want to happen. It's, we all think, for some reason, that we are going to be the exception to the rule and live forever. But it's not the case, but people do have that in their minds. So tell us about Dying Matters Week. It's it kicks off on the 9th to the 15th of May, so tell us all about it.
That's right. Dying Matters Week is an initiative that's led by the National Council for Palliative Care.
Yep.
And it's been running for several years now. And it is just a way of starting that very difficult conversation for people to have that with their loved ones, to talk about what their wishes are.
Mm.
Because at Bennett's, we often see people coming in, and understandably, they are so upset. And they have to kind of second guess almost, what would my loved one have wanted?
Yep.
So it's a way of starting that conversation now, so you get the kind of funeral that you want.
And I must say that it's happened. I mean, I know on looking at your website, you've got pre-played funerals, which are just it's a fantastic idea, because you can go through and say, this is what I want, these are my wishes, and at that time, whenever it may be.
Absolutely.
It's all arranged.
It puts you in control of that situation. It puts you in control of, you're only going to have your funeral once.
Mm.
So if it's something that you have a particular wish for, perhaps, for example, you want a motorcycle hearse, and people didn't know you had a secret passion for motorcycles, or you think they look really cool.
Mm.
Well, that's something that we can do for you.
Yep.
But you need to have that conversation in order for that to happen.
Funerals now, I remember speaking to Jane about this, I think last year, a funeral is now going more like a tribute on the day, because they used to be very, very, very somber. I know some people would, you know, it depends on the way somebody passes, obviously. But on a lot of occasions, they do seem to be being more upbeat, and, you know, people are taking photographs, they're having albums made up, you can have doves being released.
Absolutely, we can do all of those things. Mm. And we are noticing a real move towards event-style funerals, where people want something in particular. They may be a massive West Ham fan, for example, and we can arrange the bubbles for them.
Yeah. And what's been the most, can you be, obviously that they are private events, what's been the most memorable funeral that you've done over the last sort of 6 months, do you think?
I think it's always a thrill for us when the motorcycle hearse pulls into the yard, when people choose that.
Yeah.
Because it is unusual, but it's becoming something that more and more people see, so they think, ooh, perhaps I'd quite like one of those.
Mm. And does it make a difference if you have a very sombre, if you have a sombre funeral, does it help if you have a funeral that's more a celebration of life? Do you think it actually helps people deal with the grief more?
I think you have to be in the right place to see any funeral as a celebration of life. But sure, we do work with families where they know that person has lived a long and happy life.
Mm.
And they want to give them that tribute that marks that life.
Now over to you, Jane.
Yes.
Sitting over there. I thought you disappeared for a second, but you are here. Tell us about Dying Matters Week. It's on the 9th to the 15th of May. So what will you be, what will be happening during that time?
Right, this is the first time we've been as actively involved as we are this time. And on the Monday afternoon, the 9th, we are holding a seminar at Bentley Crematorium. They're letting us have the facilities. And that will be a session for professionals. So we're gearing it towards people supporting the bereaved. So the care homes, doctors, ministers, anybody in any care agency who supports people.
Mm.
And that will be talking through a good funeral. It's preparing for that funeral, and then making sure that the day is as appropriate as possible for that person.
Yeah.
And Dr. Bill Webster will be speaking. Dr. Bill has been over to us for quite a few years now. He's trained us to run the Grief Journey courses. And Dr. Bill will be speaking about the importance of the good funeral.
Yep.
And what he actually says, and I truly believe this, is that the start of a good grief journey is a good funeral.
Yep.
So that the family are satisfied that they have done everything they can to make that funeral as appropriate and as fitting for their loved one as possible.
Mm. It is. My dad passed away a couple of years ago, and really, we've had obviously other relatives have passed away, but this was like the close, you know, very close. And I remember when we didn't have a religious ceremony; we just had a regular ceremony. But it was the point when the first point of when somebody comes to the house to discuss it. Do you ever get, because we all sat there and all our backs went up straight. And then after, by the time they'd left, we were all laughing and we were all talking about Dad. And my mum's like, I don't want to talk about anything. But they were there for 3 hours. And by the time they'd left, we all felt much more relaxed, because we don't in this country seem to, very stiff upper lip, isn't it, in the
Yes,
UK?
Very much so. And it can often be when I'm arranging a funeral with family and with my colleagues as well, that the family that you have with you will actually say, when my time comes, I want this or I want that.
Mm.
So we have the funeral planning wish lists available, which families can take and then fill in at their leisure and amend as necessary. But they have that as basically a working document.
Mm.
So their family know exactly what they want. And they can change their music from time to time. They can change their chosen charity.
Yep.
They can do things like that. So it's as current as it can possibly be for the family.
Now, you've got, on the 16th of May, you've got the seminar for bereaved between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And then you've got the memorial service on this Sunday.
Yes. This will be, I think it's coming up for our 10th memorial service. It takes place at the Essex Regimental Chapel, or the former Essex Regimental Chapel in Clive Road at Worley, right next to the Ford's building. And the reason that we hold it there is it's lovely to use the building, but also it's non-denominational.
Yeah.
So it's for anybody who has suffered a loss at any point, whether we have arranged the funeral for the family or not. So they can come along. It will be a lovely service. Dr. Bill Webster will be there. We're very lucky that he's able to be there. And he will be talking about moving on.
Yeah.
And there will be a chance for families to light a candle in memory of their loved ones. And then we'll have some refreshments there in the chapel as well.
So when people come along to Bennett's and they have to, you know, they're coming along to sort of arrange a funeral, you've got so many different services there. And also, can you recommend them or point them in the direction, or do you have grief counselling as well there?
We run the structured 6-week grief journey courses.
Mm.
Bridget and I are currently, it's our third week of the 6-week course tonight.
Yeah.
Those are run throughout the year. They are with us trained facilitators, but also we have a counsellor there as well.
Yep.
So that's a group discussion.
Yep.
And what's so good about that is it normalises people's thoughts and feelings.
Yep.
Because so often you can think that you are the only person having these outbursts of tears or these real melancholy moments or feeling guilty that you're enjoying life again.
Mm.
And it normalises it and makes people aware that that's how it is. That is the normal grief journey, but it can take on different forms for different people.
Now, you must both get huge satisfaction from doing this job, of actually doing the job right, helping families and getting those thank yous at the end. So what is it like for you, Bridget, doing this job?
Oh, it's lovely to be able to help people. We also have two bereavement support groups that Bennett started. Their general bereavement support group has been running for almost 10 years.
Mm.
And that's for anybody who's had a significant loss, such as a partner, or perhaps you've been caring for an elderly relative.
Mm.
And they're a really lovely group of people, and they start to support one another.
Yeah.
And we arrange for them to go out on trips and things. And they're a really lovely support network for one another. And then 5 years ago, Bennett started a support group for bereaved parents, which I now run. I'm a bereaved parent myself.
Yep.
And our group is also affiliated to the Compassionate Friends, which is a global charity for people who've lost a child.
And what about yourself, Jane?
with regards to the bereavement support.
What's the best thing for the about? Because you've been in this, your family's been in this business for 100 years.
Do you know
years.
What? It's the thanks.
Yeah.
When people come in with thank yous, or they'll send you an email, or they might drop you in a box of chocolates, which we all love.
Yep.
But those thanks are so heartfelt.
Mm.
It's not just a thank you. It's thank you for making that day so special for our mum, our dad. It's been really important for us to be united on that day.
Lovely. And you can check out more Bennett's Funerals. As I said, they've been here for over 100 years, 100 years of history there. And that's all the W's, bennettfunerals.co.uk, to find out more. And also, if you do want to find out more about Dying Matters Awareness Week, you will be able to find that out on the web as well. It's between the 9th and the 15th of May. Don't forget, this Sunday you've got the memorial service on Sunday. And on the 16th of May, you've got the seminar for the bereaved between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And will all the details for those be up on the website as well, Jane?
Yes, they will.
They will. Lovely. So you're going to go and enjoy the sunshine, do you think?
We are. Can I just quickly mention as well, on the 12th of May next week, on the Thursday, we're running a cafe style event called Final Wish Cafe, and that's taking place at the Merrymead House Cafe in Brentwood on Sawyers Hall Lane. And that's an event for people who want to come and have maybe a little bit of help starting that conversation about what their final wishes might be. And there will also be somebody there from St Luke's Hospice and St Francis Hospice, and we have a solicitors there as well, plus Bennett's staff to help guide that conversation. That's an event that's open to anybody.
Yeah. And with funeral plans, can I just ask, with funeral plans, because my mum's going to say to her, "Mum, you've got this money in the bank." She goes, "Well, I'm putting it away from a funeral." I said, "What sort of funeral are you having?" I said, this is going to be a big event. But if she wanted to sort of, you know, start that conversation and say, is there different plans, different budgets and things that you can do?
Yeah, absolutely, there are. I mean, what I would first of all say is come and see me.
Yeah.
And then I can talk her through what the options are. But what I can tell you is that we work with a company called the Golden Charter.
Mm.
And they will actually take that money and invest it for her.
Yeah.
And that would be a much more sensible option than leaving it in the bank account.
Yeah, I'll tell her when I see her later on. I'll tell her, don't you worry. Thank you very much. Enjoy the sunshine, because it's a lovely, glorious day. Isn't it nice? Because this is our first kind of summery day in Brentwood, and I've got to be in the office till 6 o'clock. Are you both working till later?
Well, we've got the grief journey tonight, so we won't finish till gone nine.
No. Yeah. Just a little bit of sunshine as you leave the studio to get in the car.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to Jane and to Bridget.
Michelle.
And if you do want to find out more, all the W's, that's Bennett's Funerals @.co.uk. Bennett's Funerals .co.uk. 11:41, here's the Queen's
Curtain Call with Queen's Theatre.